morning, how many of you grew up in a church that celebrated or recognized Lent? Your church, or that's kind of your remembrance as a child, you practiced or participated or at least were aware of Lent or the Lenten season. Although I was brought up in a Baptist church, I'm sad to say that I never heard anything about Lent. I didn't really know anything about Lent until much later in my walk with the Lord. You know that starting last Wednesday, which was Ash Wednesday, this is the first week of Lent. Lent generally is measured as the 40 days preceding Easter, not counting Sundays. And you'll get different traditions that count it in different ways, but that's generally the way Lent is considered. If you study the history of Lent or the Lenten season, you know that it has been observed by the Christian church, some Christian churches, since at least the 3rd century. And so this morning, as we begin this season, I wanted us to talk a bit about what is Lent, and we'll look at some aspects, perspectives on it. And then, Lord willing, through this season, as we move toward Holy Week, we'll kind of unpack some of these ideas a bit more and to think a bit more about what this season means for you and me. Let me just give you kind of a very general description of what I think Lent is all about. The Lenten season is a season of preparation. A season of preparation in anticipation of the celebration of the resurrection. By the way, I came up with that myself. I didn't realize until about halfway through the week that actually has kind of a ring to it, doesn't it? Lent is the season of preparation in anticipation of the celebration of the resurrection. It's coming up, isn't it? And what a celebration it's going to be. But what I like about Lent is it says, let's slow down a little bit and prepare. So that when we actually approach that Holy Week, when we approach that great celebration, when we're in it, we can truly receive its power and its wonder. You could think of the Lenten season, something like the Advent season at Christmas. It's a time of preparation, anticipating a great celebration. Now, we've decorated our church this morning just like we decorated Advent, but you probably noticed the decorations are a little different. At Advent, we have flowers and we have colors, and it's a more joyful time. But the Lenten season, by its very definition, is a more somber time. It's a more penitential time. It's a more toned-down time, a more introspective time. That's what I want us to think about this morning. Lent serves, broadly speaking, 5 purposes for the individual Christian and for us as the church. We'll look at these, and then as I mentioned, Lord willing, over the next few weeks, we'll unpack some of them a bit more fully. Lent is, I think, and foremost, a time for preparation. It's a time to prepare our hearts and our minds so that we may fully understand the meaning and the power of the resurrection. And I think if we begin to prepare our hearts now, begin to prepare our minds and our lives now, we will more fully receive the power of the wondrous truth that our God lives, our Savior lives, and we live eternally because of Him. Now, preparation includes a number of aspects. For example, preparation includes self-examination. You probably know that we are frequently commanded in the Bible to examine our hearts, to examine our motives before God. For example, Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, challenges them to examination. It's interesting to note that the Corinthian believers were going through a time of uncertainty. They weren't sure about Paul. They were beginning to question him, and they also weren't sure even about their own faith. And so Paul is writing to them, and one of the things he writes is this, in 1 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The word examine here means to test, to scrutinize, so as to approve. Not to destroy, but to approve. So examine yourself, test yourself, scrutinize your life so as to approve your standing in the faith. Now, we notice a couple of things about what Paul says there. We notice that it's a very personal act. Paul says, examine yourselves, test yourselves. Someone has called it an act of conscience. It's something that I can't really do for you, and you can't really do for me. Now, I think we can create an atmosphere that helps us to do that. That's what I'm trying to do now. But I can't actually do the examination. That's something you have to do in your own conscience before your living God. And Paul is specific about that goal. He says to see whether you are in the faith. The faith is an intentional phrase there. The faith meant the faith that the apostles were teaching and revealing to the people. The faith was the message of Jesus, and primarily the message of Jesus who died on the cross and resurrected again in 3 days. So Paul was saying, are you standing in the message of the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ? Examine yourselves. Now, it always makes me feel good to know that although we're called to do that in a personal way, we're not totally on our own. God gives us His Holy Spirit, who enables us to examine ourselves. You well know that we are our own worst judge, right? So when we're called to examine ourselves, we stumble a bit on that, because often we can't really see our needs like we should. But God gives us His Holy Spirit, who enables us to stand outside of ourselves, if you will, and see us ourselves as we are, so that we can move forward and grow in our faith. You remember that Jesus told us in John 14, just before He ascended back to the Father, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, in our minds, enabling us to self-examination. So Lent is a time of preparation, and a part of preparation, a key goal or a key aspect of preparation, is self-examination. Another part is instruction. The Lenten season is a time especially to read, study, and reflect upon Jesus and His Word. And another aspect of preparation is repentance. Repentance. You know this scripture, you probably love it like I do, in 2 Peter 3:9, where Peter writes, "The Lord is not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Repentance literally means, the word literally means to reverse course or to turn. We understand it to mean to turn from sin, to turn to God and to righteousness. Essentially, what I'm saying is this. At Lent, expect change in your life. At Lent, expect change for the good in your discipleship, in your following of Jesus Christ. So the Lenten season is a time of preparation, when through the Holy Spirit we examine our hearts and our minds, we grow in instruction, and we move toward repentance. But there are other aspects of Lent. Lent is also a time for self-discipline. Indeed, traditionally Lent has been marked by a season of fasting. Some of you maybe know this from your younger years, or maybe even today. You participate in Lent through a type of fasting. Fasting, you probably also know, is commonly prescribed, practiced, and recommended in the Bible. But what I notice about what the Bible teaches us about fasting is that it's always connected with a warning from God not to be legalistic about it. In other words, fasting shouldn't be just something we do to try to prove to God our piety or try to impress others. But fasting is something that should be meaningful in our lives, in our spirits, and in our walk with the Lord. The purpose of fasting is to be able to focus on God and the spiritual. Fasting, as you probably know, can take many forms. Fasting doesn't have to mean giving up food. It can mean giving up other things or making a change in our lives in some way, small or large, that enables us to better focus on God, to better focus on the spiritual. Self-discipline is highly recommended throughout Scripture. Someone has described it this way: Lenten discipline is an opportunity to strip away those things which clutter one's life or impede one from being in relationship with God? I like that description. Our lives get cluttered. They do. Just like our homes and our cars, our lives get cluttered, right? Things pile up. Things that we can't deal with. Things that we keep putting off. Lent is a wonderful time to begin to do that cleaning in our mind and our spirit so that we can more clearly see ourselves, we can more clearly see our God, we can more clearly see our call to follow our God. Self-discipline is a key part of the Lenten season. The author of Hebrews admonishes us in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles and run with perseverance the race marked out for you, fixing your eyes on Jesus. That's a good line, a good direction for us at the Lenten season. That we might throw off those things that are holding us back from being all that God wants us to be. That we might persevere with confidence in Him and keep our eyes fixed on Him. So Lent is about preparation. It's about self-discipline. And Lent is also about prayer. It's about prayer. Mature Christians know that true and effective prayer is much more than simply asking God for something. You know, when we're immature Christians, when we're just starting out for God, that maybe is how we see prayer. It's like a laundry list of needs. But as we grow in our faith, we come to see that prayer is about meditation. It's about reflection on the nature of God. It's about hearing from Him. The Lenten season is about prayer. Now, I need two volunteers to help me with something this morning. Do I have two volunteers, Vince and Carmen? Would you help me? You're sitting right on the edge of the teasing. Hand these out. Each person take one. Please do not eat them. These are pretzels, by the way. You can start over here, Carmen, on this side. Betty will appreciate if you don't eat them in the sanctuary, all right? Pretzels. Pretzels. I'm just going to give you a minute or two to hand these out. Promise you won't eat them now. Just hold on to them. Does anyone have any idea why I'm handing out pretzels? Have you ever related pretzels to Lent? I thought there might be one or two here that would. No, no, it's not about not having yeast. Pretzels have often been related to Lent in history. Go back into 15th century Germany, Europe. Often pretzels were prepared at Lent and shared. You look at the pretzel. They're talking about prayer. Does that suggest anything? The idea of the crossing is the idea of someone crossing their arms in prayer, bowing before the Lord. That's where that comes from. And then you'll also notice, I think on the pretzel, I forgot to get one, there are three holes. Is there three holes in your pretzel? Yes. What do you suppose that maybe represents? The Trinity. I was hoping somebody would say Trinity, exactly. The Trinity. So I just thought this would be a kind of a good way for us to think about Lent. It is a time for prayer. And I know we should pray all year long, every day. Indeed, you've heard me say many times that prayer, mature and effective prayer, is the all day long conversation with the Heavenly Father. Thank you. Prayer is the all day long conversation with the Heavenly Father. However, we must also follow the example of Jesus. And you'll remember that Jesus set aside special times for private and focused prayer. For example, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We know that Jesus was not saying every time you pray, go into a closet. Because he didn't do that, right? But what he was saying is this. There's times if we want to grow in Christ and grow in our relationship with the Lord, that we take those special private times when we're just focused on Him, just me and Him, just me and God. Corporate prayer, praying in groups, praying together, absolutely important in our growth. But there's a time, and Lent is a great time to do this, when we really focus on private prayer, just me and God, talking honestly. Prayer, Lent is about prayer. Lent is also about spiritual renewal. Some say that the reason the Lent is 40 days it's meant to bring to mind the 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus fasted as he prepared to launch his public ministry. In Matthew 4, where he fasted, and then you remember what happened after the fasting? The devil came to him and tried to destroy him. You read in Matthew 4, that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. And after 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. He was to be tested. The word often is temptation, but what that word literally means is to be tested in his understanding of himself. You notice that the devil says, if you read that passage, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. Jesus was about to launch his ministry, but he's also about to launch into a time of testing. Up until this time, as far as we can tell, he's been living kind of quietly out of the public eye. But now all the eyes are going to be upon him, including his enemies. And Jesus, in his human spirit, needed to be assured of who he was. He is the Son of God. And these tests were a way of affirming it and confirming it in his life as he was ready to launch this time of testing in his public ministry, which of course, as you know, led eventually to the cross. It was a time to be renewed in spirit, to be renewed in his call, to be renewed in his confidence, to be renewed in his assurance of who he is and what he is and why he's here. The Lenten season can serve that purpose in our life too. A time for us to become confident in who we are and why we're here and why God is calling us. A Lenten season is a time for spiritual renewal. We'll talk more about that in future weeks. And the Lenten time is a time to look forward with expectation. Are you doing what I'm doing at home? Are you looking out at about 5 o'clock and saying, hey, do you remember when it was dark at 5? You doing that? 5:15? You remember when it was dark at 5? 5:30? Remember when it was dark at 5:15? The word Lent, you may know, is thought to come from an old English word meaning lengthening. We celebrate Lent, obviously, in the late winter and early spring preceding Easter. And what's happening during that time in northern climes? The lengthening of the days, right? The lengthening of the days. I said, and you'll see as we continue through this season, the Lenten season is a somber and serious time. It's a little bit dark because it's leading toward the cross. But it's not without hope. Just as the lengthening of the days fill us with hope that better weather lies ahead, so Lent, even in its darkness, fills us with hope that something better lies ahead for you and me. We go through winters in life, don't we? There are times in our lives when it's dark. There are times in our lives when it's difficult to see ahead. There are times in our lives when we become discouraged, even depressed. But it is in those times that we're reminded of what the Apostle Paul said about you and me as believers. He said, we do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. We have hope. Paul in Colossians 1 would call this the hope of glory, by which he means the hope of our own resurrection. Because as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, we are at the same time celebrating our resurrection. Because Jesus said, if I live, you too will live. Peter put it this way, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is the hope that sustains us in the dark days of winter. This is the hope that sustains us in the dark days of our lives, when we know Easter's coming. The resurrection is coming. There's light, there's life, and there's hope. Throughout Lent, together we will explore various aspects of the season. We'll talk about renewal, confession of sin, self-denial, and lamentation. My prayer that this journey together will deepen our understanding of the death and the resurrection of our Savior, leading to renewal, spiritual growth, and increased hope. Let us pray. Our Father, we enter now into this dark season, the season that leads us to this table, to your death, to the cross. And Father, it is indeed a somber time, a time of reflection, a time of testing, a time of self-examination. But Father, we thank you that we always keep our eye on the resurrection. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.